Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 23rd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 12th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, a friend has commented, there's a new religion that claims you are not the Lord of Peace, but a God of War. What do you think of this idea?
Allora, this comes every 50 years or so. I don't know how many times I have heard this story that somebody has started a church saying that I am actually the great destroyer, that I'm going to return and kill off everybody that's against Christianity. I'm going to kill off the Protestants. I'm going to kill off the Jews. I'm going to kill off the Hindus. I'm going to kill off the Buddhists and make the world a wonderful place for the true believers. Every 50 years or so, some nitwit starts this up. Somebody that wants people to follow him, somebody that wants to kill people, starts up this story that I am the God of war and destruction, and that the people must follow me on a great crusade to liberate the world for Christianity. I get so sick of it. I get so tired of it. And what is even worse is that people follow these fools, that they go out and they read the Bible and none of it sinks in. I am the Prince of Peace. I came to bring peace between everyone, to unite the two houses of heaven and make them one again, at least in the aspect that they could get along with each other and stop fighting each other. I did not come to bring war. I did not come to bring destruction. I came to bring peace, and these people are idiots.
What about the war you are waging with the United States, Nazarene, to save Israel?
Purely defensive, Allora. Purely defensive.
Some defense, Nazarene. We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back! Nazarene, here's an obnoxious question we always get from people. If you have all these abilities and work for the Lord of Heaven, why aren't you rich? They say it is proof that we don't really work for you because we don't have a lot of money. What would you say to this?
I would say, Allora, you ignorant fools. Haven't you ever read the Bible? How many servants of God in the Bible were rich people? Were the prophets rich? Was David rich? Was virtually anyone that did any great thing in the Bible a rich man? I mean, the apostles were well-to-do, but they weren't filthy rich. The rich are not the servants of God. It is very hard for them to even survive and reach the kingdom of God. Those who are ministers and are rich, you'd better look at very, very carefully, because they're not doing God's work. If they are spending their money on luxuries and fine palaces and fine houses, not doing the work of God, they're doing the work of man. One of the prophets was so helpless and so poor that God had to send the ravens to steal bread from the rich people's table to take it out in the wilderness and feed him. How dare anyone say that you are not my workers because you are not rich? We have given you the opportunity to be rich time and time again because we knew you would use those riches properly. But those that were supposed to respond and help you make a great deal themselves by helping you didn't do it. They have failed God, and they have failed the kingdom of God, and they have failed me.
We know how much you have tried, Nazarene. All the manuscripts, all of John Lennon's music, asking people again and again to hear us, just to send $1, but instead they sent them to Jim and Tammy and Terry.
We'll be back again.